At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in a loop on Sports Radio 610. A number of things to get to. Let's start here in this great city of Houston with some of the NFL stuff there. Obviously, day two of mandatory minicamp. Obviously, I think it's only the two-day minicamp, ain't it?
Yeah, and I find that very interesting, to be honest. There are 29 teams that are, all 32 are allowed to have three-day minicamps. 29 are actually using three-day minicamps. Only three. Only the Texans are one of only three teams that are they're choosing to just go 2 days. I don't know what it means, but I do think it puts a little bit of a bigger priority or focus on, you know, some of the trends, especially maybe the offensive line, you know, the rotations. There's a little more value in because it's all compacted into 2 days, so maybe it's a little more important, you know, when you start seeing some of these rotations, especially on the offensive line.
Yeah. So some of the things that we've seen from practice, CJ obviously throwing again for forever, whoever needed to hear that. Maybe a little limited, it seems like, is what's being discussed out there, but throwing again. No Joe Mixon, no Jalen Noel, no Christian Harris, no Henry Toto, no Damian Pierce, no Braxton Berrios, no Jimmy Ward, no Tank Dell, obviously, Brevin Jordan, Danico Autry, Trent Brown. None of those guys practicing in this instance. Which of those jumps out as the most important for you? Or, which ones? Because obviously it doesn't have to be any individual one in and of itself.
No, I would say two players probably. I'm not going to say it's because I'm with D'Amico. Everybody goes at their own pace on some of these. We were worried about CJ because
he's the quarterback.
He's the quarterback and the new offense and all that stuff. But I think the ones that needed to be out there and for whatever reason, I'm sure good ones are not out there. Christian Harris and Damian Pierce. Christian Harris and Damian Pierce needed to be out there.
Are they hurt?
They have to be, you know, moving at their own pace, however he put it, on their own schedule. But nevertheless, as the Texans probably would tell you, you know, if you give them the old truth serum, they sure would have liked to have seen Christian Harris and Damian Pierce out there.
Yeah. Jalen Noel not being out there is kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Obviously, one of those guys that's, you know, a rookie. So, like, all these opportunities to get more impact and insight would be preferable, I guess, but not out there today after he wasn't there yesterday either. Enough. Obviously, I mentioned Mixon. That meant that Nick Chubb got he got some first team reps going through drills, which that probably speaks again to how highly they view him. We will get a chance to hear from Nick Chubb later today and hear what it sounds like when he is wearing a Texans jersey. We'll see if that's any different than the energy or lack thereof that he brought when talking to the media prior. We'll get that later on. All right, so some other things around the NFL. I said that we might need to give a little bit of a congratulations to somebody. Newest quarterback on the scene, but new Steelers quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. Apparently he got the things that he had to handle in the offseason. We're finding a little bit more about them. Mm-hmm. This is what happened yesterday at their mandatory minicamp up there in Pittsburgh or up there with the Steelers. When he was asked about one of these silicone rings that he seemed to be wearing.
Yeah, it's a wedding ring.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How long ago?
It's been a couple months.
What? I just find this funny. You know, like if I get married, Don't you kind of mention? I know you don't. Don't pry.
I was about to say, if you Aaron Rodgers, you don't.
Don't pry into people's personal lives.
You sure?
But I know if I got married, I'd be like, yeah, I married. You know, blah 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 blah. You know, it was great. It was a lot of fun. You know, blah blah. He just said, yeah.
I go the other way, man. I kind of appreciate Aaron Rodgers for once seemingly not trying to be the center of attention on stuff. Like, go ahead. That was for you,
but he's
dog.
Being weird again. That's how I look
Wait,
at
that's,
it.
You viewed that as him being
you,
weird
you
again?
You just got married.
I look at it as you got somebody like Deshaun Watson who had the hell of a bachelor party, by the way.
Oh, and man.
Just, he had that. Right and then you got somebody like Aaron Rodgers, like, yep. Yeah. Between me and that person, yep.
I got married. Well, right. Okay then. I guess he's going to be good, by the way, now.
Yeah, I was about to say, Kendrick Lowe Perkins, I need you to step to the table. Do you think that this is going to mean that Aaron Rodgers is a more serious, more locked-in football player? Yeah. Does this mean better play for the Pittsburgh Steelers at quarterback?
I just found that so funny. Yeah, got married. All right.
That's the way to do it, man. Sometimes, right. Especially if you somebody like Aaron Rodgers.
Is it wild to say that I do think this might be a level of development and growth for him?
It is to me. I think it's weird. You get married, you're proud. You're bragging.
I think you're doing a little bit of projecting there. He is the type of dude
most
where he's like
people are like that.
No, I'm actually shocked that nobody found out until he was wearing something. Like nobody spotted him out with anybody.
Yeah.
And I think that's the shocking part to me.
And it still hasn't like been figured out who he married.
No, and people are actively looking. Yeah. People are very much actively looking. I don't know that I need to know that. I was just like, oh, good for him. Like, and really and truly, I was like, good for him and good for him that he also did not make this one of those things that we got to know. Because it does feel like, and even if it's not entirely true, it does feel like that dude really likes attention.
Oh, my gosh.
And that this very much is a way to get attention in a way that is also societally like agreed upon and like comfortable. We're all good with you looking for a little attention. When you marry your queen or what have you, we're always like, oh, no, we're invested in that. And he was like, no, I'll keep this to myself.
It do kind of made me wonder, how did he get married? Like, did he have a big wedding or a small wedding? Or did they just...
They got married at an ayahuasca retreat.
I saw that joke.
Yeah.
I also see the people that I'm sure you're texting right now. Well, you know his side of the aisle wasn't that full. I get it. Like, we're doing all that. but he is married. Salute to that man. I'm starting to come around on the idea that maybe he could be successful in Pittsburgh. Like he did have with that season, obviously coming off of the ACL or the Achilles rather injury, it did get better for him towards the latter part of the season. Of course, at that point for the Jets, it was, you know, it was late, but it was, but he looked a little bit better. And I'm like, all right, can he find a way to like utilize the strengths that he inherently has? And obviously the experience within a system to go well. I don't necessarily believe in the system that they got going on there, but he does have at least one really good target, and you were able to get the ball out quickly with, to some degree, get the ball out quickly and then go for deep shots with Russell Wilson. I feel like you could do similar things with
No, I don't doubt he's going to still be good. I just don't know what it's going
to
do for him.
Thing, I wonder, like, I guess, to me, I don't think he's going to be awful.
Yeah.
But I just think overall the Pittsburgh Steelers probably going to be 9-8. Or around there.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, maybe get bounced out the wild card. I don't think they're going to make a run.
Yeah.
Quite possible.
Especially with all the other teams they fighting against.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't want to do that. I'm going to hold off on that 8-3-2. I know that it's raining out there, but I don't want to set Lopez off in this moment because we're going around the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about personal lives, and I think Stephon Diggs is with you when it comes to personal lives and keeping that personal. He was obviously out there at mandatory minicamp. Apparently, he's been locked in. Mm-hmm. In ways like I've seen that described there. Obviously, the reason why that becomes notable is because before he ended up at practice during the time or like literally right before voluntary OTAs, we talked about it, seen on a boat, hanging out with some women's while he, you know, has made it public his relationship with Cardi B. And that was not
pink stuff.
Yeah, that was like that was there's also the thing. Yeah. There's also the thing with what looked like it was some drugs involved there. This was Stephon Diggs speaking to, you know, those things when he spoke to the Assemble Media.
I want
to
be as candid with you guys as possible. I kind of like have a thing where talk about my personal life with people I don't know personally. I'm pretty sure everybody here, men and women, are great people, but you know what I'm saying? I kind of keep my personal life personal. I had a conversation with Graves, obviously. I'm going to echo everything that he said. He told me, you know, hoping everybody making good decisions, you know what I'm saying? And I had a conversation with people in the building as well, so you know, everything else is everything else. You know, the particulars is all internal.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lopez.
The particulars are all internal.
That's right. That's right. And if you don't believe that he was on that time, yeah. I think he was asked a couple more times in a few different ways, two or three more times, and he basically was like, you gonna make me repeat it? I said this. You gonna make me repeat it?
Mm-hmm.
And so it seems like he is very much on the Patriot Way time. Although I don't know that Vrabel has like established that full Patriot Way type of mentality, but it does seem like Stephon Diggs is going to at least carry that on, whether or not he has.
Well, it might not be Patriot Way as much as, yeah, I ain't going to say. I don't want to say.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people in any organization would probably do the same thing.
You excited for Diggs in that system there?
Look, the one thing you said that I have no doubt about, he's being a pro. There's no question about that. We saw it here.
That's right.
You know?
That's the thing that I find to be like, this does feel like, hey, man, my work and my private life is separate, which it seems like has been the case for a very long time because he continues to produce when he's out on any of these teams. Like, that was the whole conversation that we had last season headed into this thing was just like all those things. Were all those rumors real? Is he really going to come in and be that guy who's professional? And by all accounts, he was. Mm-hmm. He came in, he did his work at work, and whatever happens on a boat, outside of the work, that's between him and whoever else is involved, and God. Like, that is what's happening. As long as it doesn't land him in the county jail or nothing, like, it seems like that's the way that he continues to carry himself.
Yeah, and the other part of it, it's kind of hard to find teammates that don't buy in to what Stephon Diggs is doing. So that's kind of a tale, too.
That is true. That is true. So, all right, I'm not reading that. Some other things around the NFL. All right, so this happened earlier in the week, maybe actually over the weekend. And I didn't get a chance to mention it, but I do find it intriguing. Obviously, Tom Brady, we know where he stands now in his NFL journey. Widely looked at as one of, if not the best, to do this, especially at the quarterback position. Now he's in media for Fox as an analyst for games. He said this, and I found it to be very intriguing. He's talking about Patrick Mahomes. He's basically laying out why he will not be criticizing Patrick Mahomes in his capacity as a broadcaster, basically pointed to the idea of, like, when somebody is that great, like, he doesn't want to criticize him. Do you have the quote in front of you?
Yeah, I do. How can I throw shade at someone who's as amazing as Mahomes is? I know what he's been through, and I think the one position that I'm now in as a broadcaster, I do feel responsibility to tell the fans what I see and be honest and upfront about everything, but also realize that what these guys are doing on the field is extremely difficult. He goes on to say it's a high-level skill. You're looking at any of the 32 teams who have a starting quarterback out there. That guy is one of the best in the world at what he does. So do they make the right plays all the time? Certainly not. By the way, neither did I, and I think you have this context and perspective. Here's the problem.
I was like, are you hearing this? And it seems like maybe not.
Here's the problem. That's not your job right now.
Right.
That your job is to do exactly what you said you were going to do and then contradicted in the same sentence.
Exactly.
You know, he said, I feel the responsibility to tell the fans what I see and be honest and upfront about everything. Well, then do it. You know, no one here doesn't think Patrick Mahomes is remarkable, mm-hmm. unbelievable, you know, maybe on the way to being surpassing Brady himself. But in a game, if Patrick Mahomes, you know, does this or that or has a bad day, your job is to analyze that and critique it. This was, you'll hear this again tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, okay. Very good. And that's the thing is, I think, honestly, this would be the wrong player for me for him to come out with this, because I feel like Patrick Mahomes, there is, like, context is absolutely necessary, but I think the larger context that we all come to it from is we believe him to be great, mm-hmm. probably the best to do it right now. One of the greatest to do this, you know, all time in a very early stage in his career. That is the backdrop under which you would be leveling some level of criticism. Mm-hmm. So I think people would give you the benefit of the doubt, because that's the unsaid that I think we all agree upon.
Yeah.
I think that you maybe need this, somewhat of this perspective, talking about guys that are maybe more along the periphery of, yeah. you know, of being really good or being great or what have you. And, you know, like, let's say you're talking about Tua Tagovailoa. I think that that's the place where you might need to be a little bit more, hey, but I want you to still recognize the things that he's doing well when I throw this criticism, because I think those are the places where we as a larger collective aren't necessarily as inclined to focus on the idea that this guy is good at what they're doing. They're one of the best in the world or what have you. I think all that context is probably more necessary in those spaces than it is with Patrick Mahomes. You probably need more of the criticisms to point out, because I think people more default towards, well, he's just great and everything he does is great.
I do agree that that would be a circumstance in which maybe he'll be able to sort of be a little more upfront about things.
Yes.
But I also don't totally agree with what you said. It doesn't matter.
What I said?
It doesn't matter. Yes, because it doesn't matter who you are. If there is a critique there, your job is to critique it.
Well, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. You know? No, and my larger point
I get your point. Like, some players, yes, you understand a little more.
Because, yeah, he's basically pointed to the idea of, like, this context.
Yeah.
We need the context of Patrick Mahomes. I think we have the context of Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you were using that context excuse, I think you would talk about some other things. Yeah. And this continues to point to the idea of, I don't know how much I am going to enjoy Tom Brady on broadcast this year. And I think also that mentality kind of scares me on, like, how quickly does he get to the development where he becomes somebody that I think more people can enjoy his broadcast.
Because
he's getting better inherently. If you do something and you iterate on it, I think you will get better. Mm-hmm. Will you get great at it? Will you get good at it? That's a question that I don't know that you have a definitive answer to. But he's getting better. I just think that this could, like, this mentality itself could be something that hampers him getting better.
I agree.
Which again points to the how weird it is that Fox was like, we are going to immediately throw him into a circumstance to be the number one analyst. Because it's hard to not juxtapose this mentality with what Greg Olsen has, you know, found a way to level at. Like, Greg Olsen does a fantastic job of offering criticism and offering insight, but also still, you know, I think uplifting the players in the game in the ways that, you know, and celebrating when they do good things. And I think that probably matters a great deal. So, yeah, man, I found that to be very intriguing when he said that, and maybe not in no good way. But that's Around the NFL here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610 on this Wednesday. Coming up next, I wanted to talk about this. NBA Finals Game 3 gets going tonight. And we have a little bit of an insight into what the NBA Finals ratings have been. But the NBA kind of has this level of, it's a little bit of a spin, I guess, is how I would put it. Are you feeling what the NBA is putting down when it comes to the viewership on this year's NBA Finals? We'll discuss that next. But right now, I did want to talk to you about my friends at Supermart. We're coming up on Father's Day, y'all. And obviously, when it comes to Father's Day, all daddies need to have clothes. All daddies need to look good. All daddies need to feel good. And I tell you, the place to make that happen is Supermart. They got all sorts of things in all different price ranges. Of course, they're going to keep this affordable all the way around. But, I mean, something as easy as some cargo shorts. I mean, they're useful, especially in this Texas heat. You want to make sure that you can carry your things, but you want to make sure that your legs breathe. $20, $19.99. That is how low it will go to get you some cargo shorts. You can even get you a nice dress shirt, especially for those of us that are, having to dress up to go into the office, or you just want to look nice on a Sunday. going to church, $5.99. $6 will get you a nice new dress shirt at Suit Mart. And of course, they're taking care of you in a fantastic way. They'll make sure that you are, you know, well taken care of when you walk in. There's fantastic people that will make sure that they get your size right so you're not getting ill-fitting stuff. There's tailors on hand to make sure that everything fits properly in that way as well. And they're going to do it with a smile and make sure that you get a good value, especially when you talk about casual shoes, all sorts of things. It's way more than just the dress clothes, but you will make sure that you, you know, get a good value and that you look good. So make sure you go to Suit Mart.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.